This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A guy bought 17,000 units of antibacterial in order to sell it at a jacked up price on Amazon or eBay or whatever. And now he's not allowed to sell it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. A profiteer, this man was. A capitalist. Buys 17,000 units. He sees what's going on. He says, you know what? I'm going to buy in bulk, and then I'm going to sell. I'm not just going to sell, though. I'm going to gouge. And people go, he shouldn't be gouging. We need that antibacterial. You can make it yourself. He bought 17,000 vials of an existing product that's already been made. And he found out, I don't know what he bought it for, like 99 cents for one of these little things, right? And he was selling them for like $50, up to $50. And people were paying it. And then Amazon stepped in and said, how dare he capitalize on this? Now, there are many people out there who said, Kevin, you sound like you're okay with what he did, that he gouged. And I am okay. See, I'm not okay with people gouging on food. I'm not okay with people gouging on gasoline, things that you must have. You don't have to have antibacterial. That is not the only way to fight the Wuhan virus. But people want, oh, let's get them. You know what that was? That was an attack on capitalism. Oh, Kevin, it's outrageous that he sold it for $50. You didn't have to buy it. You didn't have to buy it. See, when your car runs out of gas, you got to buy gas. If you run out of antibacterial, which, by the way, most people don't even own antibacterial. You follow? See, I want you to help. I want to help you understand when we need to be on the side of righteousness and when we need to call things out for what they are. I would never pay $50 for 3 ounces of Purell or whatever it is. I wouldn't do it under any circumstances. There's nothing that stuff is going to do for me that I go, oh, man, I got, what would I do without it? Oh, my goodness, I'm going to die. It would be like saying somebody wants to sell me toilet paper for $50 a roll. I would be like, are you out of your mind? I'll get a hand towel. I can wash a hand towel. Have you done this before? Hey, look, I'm not trying to get all in your business, but if your naughty bits have been dirty and you didn't have the ability to take a shower, did you grab some soap and water and just kind of just scrub down in the crotchular region and say, good, that's good? Because my hand's up. I've done that. I won't say what it was because it's racist the way it was called to me. But there's an ethnic shower that they say where you see just a can of Rygar. So you don't have to have it. You don't have to buy it. Oh, Kevin, there are people who need those things, and you took it away. Now, go on the Internet and tell you how to make it. They'll tell you how to make it. Go get vodka. Maybe borrow some Clorox. I don't know. I don't even know how to make it. I'll be honest with you. But it's right. I know vodka because a lady told me I use vodka and aloe. Okay. Perfect. See, I don't know where you here's what I would tell you. Go into Walmart or wherever you shop. I bet you there's an aloe-based product that you could get, some sort of a gel. You mix it with your vodka, and it would be very close to Purell, and you just rub it in and then case closed. But they made this guy a pariah. eBay, he's gouging, and we will not allow it. But they'll allow you to do, well, I mean, I don't know what else you could sell. Maybe, what's a book cost? I'll tell you this. My books generally cost about $4 to print. We sell them for $20. So we're making, you know, $16 a book. 500% markup, I guess. Is that gouging? I don't think so. I wish I could charge $50 a book. And one guy had one of my books. These are first editions. He had one of my books on eBay. I'm not even lying about this. We took a screenshot of it because we couldn't believe it. For $900. I was like, you go, boy. If you get it, call a brother. I'll gouge in a minute. I won't gouge on things that are necessity. Oh, Kevin, there are parents who that have newborns, and they need that stuff. Again, no, they don't. Let me ask you, how much antibacterial did they use in the 1950s? I'm just curious. 1960s? 1970s? 1980s? 1990s. How much antibacterial did your mama wipe on your butt? How much did she use before she touched you? You want to know what your answer is? None. This guy bought a bunch thinking he could make money. And look, I'll go even go this far. If he said, look, $5 a bottle, he bought them for one, he marked them up to five. Dude's making money. I mean, $85,000. Is what he would have made if he just marked them up to $5, minus his 17, of course. But he still would have been a nice little bit of money. Yeah, $68,000 profit. Maybe go to make another buck. You know, maybe add another dollar so you get your money back. So you make a flat $85,000. I get it. But if people were willing to pay $50 a bottle, I would have marked it up to 100. Here's what I would have done. I would have started out at 10, and if I was selling them crazy like crazy, I would have, okay, I sold 100 at 10, I'm going to 15. If I started selling them like crazy at 15, I'll go to 20. Get your money back. He's an entrepreneur, and we penalized him because somebody wanted you to believe that he was gouging. Look, grocery stores shouldn't be able to gouge you on food. You want to know why? There's plenty of food. There's plenty of food. They shouldn't be able to gouge. You must have food. But Purell? Oh, Kevin, they were gouging me on laundry detergent. Wow. Really? Hey, here's a novel idea. Why don't you take your dishwashing liquid and soak your clothes in the dishwasher? It may be inconvenient, but you could do it. We have all these workarounds, but we want to demonize this guy. And I'm telling you, that the message being sent is, see, this is what these capitalists do. And they didn't make a distinction. I don't know what the politics of this guy was. Have you heard me talk politics with this guy? No. Or this girl? Or this Guatemalan midget? I haven't talked any politics. I don't know whether the guy was a Democrat or a Republican, but I do know this. He was a capitalist. And I support capitalism. And I say, if this guy says, I'm going to buy these now, he went out. None of us did it. We didn't. Who would have thought, boy, they're going to really be running for these antibacterials. I didn't. I applaud him for having the vision to see that and saying, I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is. So when you let people attack your capitalists, they're attacking you. Don't forget that. We got a great show for you today. More on the Wuhan virus and a lot more.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don't you fret, audience of the Kevin Jackson Show. Don't you dare fret. I won't let you do it. 844-551-8255 if you need me to talk you off the ledge for any reason. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. If you want to get more information, download the show, pass it along to somebody else. We encourage it. You will not be passing the Wuhan virus if you do that. I know they want you to believe that. If you electronically let somebody know where to get my show, they could become infected. But they could become infected with conservatism. And that's a good infection right there. Thanks for being here, guys and gals. And whatever you are in between. Whatever pronoun you choose to use, we accept you at the Kevin Jackson Show. I will refer to you as whatever you want to be referred to as. Doesn't matter to me. I think I've been taught to love all God's children, all God's creations. I don't care. I might think you're freaky, and I may even tell you. I might go, man, that's totally freaky right there, boy. Woo! That's some freak right there. But that's okay. I don't care. You know, if you're a freak and you can find your freaky match, good for you. Awesome. Love it. It just won't be me. Well, I mean, people may think I'm a freak. I'm a freak because I'm a black dude that plays chess. Maybe that makes it like, Kevin, you are a total freak. What? I'm a freak because I'm a black dude who will actually read a book. Yeah, I will go read and research. I know that's totally freaky for black folks, but occasionally we will. Mm-hmm. I've ridden horses. Love golf. But prior to Tiger Woods, that would have made me a stone cold black freak loving golf. Oh, yeah. Watching curling. Yeah. And during the Olympics. The Winter Olympics, yeah. I know. Black man watching the Winter Olympics. What? Come on, man. They don't ski in Africa. You know that, Kev. Just telling you. Freaky freak. Freak freak. So, and one thing that defines one person as a freak isn't a freak to another person. Because you're like, well, I would expect that from that freak. But, you know, you do it and it's completely freaky. But somebody else does it and it's like, ain't no big deal. It's no big deal. Oh, well. Freaky coronavirus, the Wuhan virus. Still in the news. It will be in the news for some time. Three good things. This is a tweet that could come from the hashtag coronavirus panic. One, backlash against the We Hate Donald Trump media. I do believe that's going to happen. I believe that is occurring. I believe that as this thing settles, and my comment has been this, as soon as one celebrity, a big-time celebrity, survives it, gets it and survives it and says, you know, honestly, it wasn't that big of a deal. I really was expecting a lot more. When I got diagnosed with the Wuhan virus, I thought I had Ebola. I thought I was going to die. It was like the 1980s, and I was told I had AIDS. No! You know, but nothing happened. Yeah, because nothing's going to happen. Let me tell you, if you get Wuhan virus and you don't have a compromised immune system, they say it's not even as bad as a cold. Certainly the statistics back it up with less than, I was told it was 2,000 people in chains that have died worldwide. It's 5,000. Whoa! Out of almost 8 billion people, 5,000 have died from the Wuhan virus. It's a pandemic! More people will die from tripping and falling in the next day than will have died from the Wuhan virus. More people will die from selfies in the next month than will die from the Wuhan virus. When I say, I'm talking about people taking selfies at the Grand Canyon and falling in and stuff, not that they're so ugly they take a picture and scare themselves to death. That could happen because there are a lot of leftists out there that like taking selfies. Yeah, you can't speak for all of them, but yeah, it's some scary stuff. Imagine Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton taking a selfie or taking it together, both dying of a heart attack, going, that's not us! Second one, there's a backlash against open borders crowd in both parties. Boom, already talked about this one. Donald Trump, close the borders, build a wall. We should be monitoring people coming in. Let's make sure we shut those planes down from the Far East, from China, from Japan, from North Korea, South Korea. Not North, they don't fly anywhere. But wherever. Hey, we're going to put a ban on Europe. He put a veil around America, and you know what? We got a handful of deaths from the Wuhan virus. Because of critical thinking by Donald Trump early on, while under impeachment duress. This man did this. Well, I want to remind you of something, too. For those of you who are getting a little weak in the knees, Donald Trump is mad. He's not mad about this. He's saying, I'll deal with this. But on the other stuff, don't think he's forgotten. Don't think he doesn't know who he's dealing with. That swamp is still being drained. Third one. There's a backlash against products made in China and we buy in the USA again. Boom. Donald Trump, having brought back manufacturing, warned people about being completely dependent upon China. He's being validated. You're being validated. They don't want to tell you this. They're not going to admit it. Oh, no, no, no. You got to bring it up. Wait a minute. So let me just understand this. So we've got this so-called Wuhan virus that originated where again? Oh, yeah, it originated in Wuhan. And now you're telling us that we're racist if we use that term when you were formerly using that term. By the way, if you played the clip, here it is. Let me play it. I'm not going to play it up for us because we've already heard it. Number two, you were one of the open borders people. And so now we're shutting things down. President Trump started shutting things down. And you wanted all these people coming in, these people from Central and South America, to be coming into America without any, you know, with no ramifications, right? No checks, no nothing. How do you feel about that now? Oh, yeah. Maybe you've softened a little bit on your stance on that. Yeah, just out of curiosity. And oh, remember, we didn't care about manufacturing, and we were okay with TPP, Obama's terrible trade agreement. You were okay with NAFTA and all these others. Are you now okay with Donald Trump saying we need to bring manufacturing back, and instead of losing 19,000 jobs in his last year of the presidency, which is what Obama did, Donald Trump has created 700,000 manufacturing jobs in America, something that Obama said couldn't be done? Are you now ready to admit that we're right about that? Yeah. Exactly. President, they say, isn't being decisive enough. Midnight the other day, he says, we're going to Carnival, Royal Caribbean, or Caribbean, whatever you want to call it, Norwegian, all of them have agreed to suspend their outbound cruises for 30 days. So he's not putting people in an encapsulated environment. He's saying, no more of those. We want to wait and make sure, you know, when you board people on there, they've been tested. They no longer have the corona Wuhan virus. Not that they ever had it to begin with. Now we've got test kits being developed. And let me tell you, leftists are going to get in on the money grab because it's going to be soon mandatory that you prove that you don't have the common cold. I laughed at some people because I said at the airport, a couple things. Well, first of all, one, anybody that coughs, I've been at multiple airports, and I don't have it. I look at people that cough, you look over. You're looking at the airport. You look, you go, you hear, who's that? Where'd that come from? Whoever coughed, raise your hand. Don't make us come get you. As somebody sneezes, man, people look to see where's it going? And you avoid it. That was one of the things. And then the second thing is, I bet you're monitoring how much toilet paper you use for the first time. You're looking at, is this enough squares? I think I can cut it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's another bad day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average again plunged at the opening bell. It was down by more than 1,300 points in that early trading. That led to another drop below 20,000 for that index. The market's still waiting on lawmakers to decide what kind of a stimulus package will be considered to fight the economic impacts of the coronavirus. Northern Utah struck this morning by a 5.7 magnitude earthquake, and more reports reports of widespread damage are coming in. Rocky Mountain Power reports close to 50,000 customers are without electricity. Several school districts have all canceled grab-and-go meal services today for students because of the potential damage to district kitchens. And the USGS has reported at least a dozen aftershocks since that initial earthquake hit just after 7 a.m. local time outside of Magna. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't have to ask if you celebrated St. Patrick's Day this year. I'm 11% Irish, but I didn't get to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this year because of the Wuhan virus. Welcome, everybody. When we look back on 2020, the year of 2020 vision, I mean, clear vision. You will have a clear vision of the destructive nature of leftism. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, and I am Kevin Jackson. You can find out more about us at thekevinjacksonshow.com. The destructive nature of leftism is what I talk about because you know what I talk about? I talk about the truth on this program. 844-551-8255. So we were checking the messages today, and there were people calling out of Florida at like 1 in the morning. Guys, just FYI, I don't broadcast at 1 in the morning. And the, so you were calling thinking you were going to be live on the show. It's not going to happen. That's not the time. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are listening in. And I know we've got a lot of great folks that do listen to the program because you want to find out what's going on. What's the real scoop? And I'm going to tell you, if the scoop were bad for you, bad for us as conservatives, bad for us as Americans, dare I say, bad for us as human beings, I would let you know. The leftist. Let me tell you something. When people die from anything going forward, the media and the leftists are going to blame the Wuhan virus. You could get hit by a truck in the middle of I-10, and they're going to go, there it is, the Wuhan virus. Well, they'll call it the COVID-19. I don't call it COVID-19. What the heck is COVID-19? I'm going to call it the Wuhan virus. There was a guy, he goes, nobody calls it by its names like Spanish, Spanish virus or Spanish flu. And then they researched and found out he called it the Spanish flu in tweets. See, that's the disingenuous nature of leftists. I don't care whether you call it the bird flu. I don't give, they call it the bird flu. They must hate birds. Why are they going to call it the... They called it the bird flu because it was generated by birds. You could get it through bird poop or whatever. And who knows how that happened because it was probably some leftist who decided, you know what? There would be a good thing called bird poop spread on a muffin. And that's how you got it. It's how we get most of these crazy diseases is from some lefty doing something crazy. Or, in the case of Wuhan, the Chinese deciding they're going to experiment a little bit, and they mishandled it and let it leak out into their population, and we get the, and I'm using my finger quotes, the pandemic. It's got everybody buying up toilet paper and vodka, reminiscent of Soviet Russia, or the Soviet Union, and... For what? Because leftists got some little wet dream that they're going to get rid of Donald Trump? This is pathetic. It's pathetic that we can get stirred up over this kind of stuff. Anyway, as I said, you could get hit by a semi in the middle of the freeway, and leftists will tell you, we had another death from the Wuhan virus today. Hey, I got a question for you. What's up, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? What's up with all these countries closing their borders? Have you heard about this? It's a shocker. All these xenophobes are now closing their borders. Germany, Greece, Italy, all of them. China, Japan, North Korea. North Korea is always closing the borders. South Korea. Y'all know what I was talking about. Don't try to mess with me. Anyway, all these countries closing their borders. What's up with this? Have they not learned the lesson? Are they not up to speed on diversity, equity, and inclusion, and open borders, and let's let everybody in, and kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. Have they not been told, schooled?
Forrest Gump. And just like that, Democrats cared about walls and border security.
Hey, by the way, today we're going to do something very special. We haven't done this. Have we done this ever? I don't know that we've ever done this. We're giving away cruises. That's right. I'm going to give away five cruises? No. You know what? I'm going to give away 10 cruises today. All you got to do is call 844-551-8255. Leave us a message that just says, Kevin, love you. And you get a free cruise, but you got to take it within the next 30 days. Oh, the phone's ringing! I'm messing with y'all. That's what I do. Hey, I was thinking about this. All the people in Vegas, they shut down Vegas. I mean, just practically shut down. That is like a worldwide hotspot for, you know, hanging out and having a good time. What do you think the impact on the economy is going to be? Shutting down Vegas. One of my staffers, Charles, lands in Chicago because we had to cancel our event. He lands in Chicago. I mean, that's not why he landed in Chicago, but we were talking about this. And he says, hey, we were having a discussion about it when he was in New York. He lands in Chicago, and he finishes. He says, well, here are my inputs on whether we should cancel or not, which we'd already made a decision that we had to. And then Charles goes, but just for the record, restaurants aren't open here. What? Restaurants aren't open. Crazy time. Crazy time in America, folks. Anyway, countries are closing their borders. They're following, dare I say, what was that guy's name? Somebody help me here. He was about closing the borders and honoring a nation's sovereign laws. And I can't remember who he didn't want just flooding over across the border. Anyway, I'll think of it and I'll get back with you. Ah, man, Wuhan. Anybody who tells you, I just want to help my audience out today. Anybody who tells you that they want Joe Biden in charge over Donald Trump in getting us through the Wuhan virus plague or whatever it ends up being, anybody that tells you that is a lying skank. It's just a fact. It's a fact. Don't get mad at me. It's a fact. Nobody would want Biden. I wouldn't let Biden house sit my pet. Why do you think I would want him in charge of a pandemic? A demented man. Demented. If anybody brings Joe Biden up to you during this election cycle, the first thing you should say is, Captain Demento? Every time I think about that name, I think of Mentos. You know those? I like Mentos. I just don't like Dementos. Every time they mention Biden, you should just say, Captain Demento? He's demented. When we get a real virus, I was thinking about this. One of these days, we're going to get a real virus, something truly deadly, you know, along the lines of Ebola or Hunter that really, you know, and I don't know, I'm not even wishing this on us. I'm just saying, because modern science has gotten amazing. I mean, where we can do these just amazing things with modern science. But I'm going to tell you, one of these days, we're going to get a real virus, and it's going to kill many, many millions of Americans because of Chicken Little Wuhan. Chicken Little leftists that wanted the Wuhan virus to be a big deal. So, because I'm going to tell you, you shut down all the sports thing. I had to take an Uber the other day and was coming back, and the guy's listening to basketball, the Uber driver. And I don't follow sports, but I was like, dude, what do you think about all this? He says, man, this is total BS. His brother, his name was Andre. It's like, man, this is total BS, Kev. They knew my name because they put it in the system. He didn't even call me Kevin. He called me Kev like we knew each other. I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm not even joking. But he says, yeah, Kev. Man, this is crazy. And I said, canceling the seat. He goes, crazy, man. And he goes, all over this. And he goes, it ain't that big of a deal. I'm not telling you. I was having this discussion with one of my benefactors. And he was telling me, Kevin, I'm afraid, you know. I don't know what's happening. You know, people's not working. And they're going to blame Trump. And I said, they're not going to blame Trump. They're not blaming Trump. They know the Chinese did it. They know that the left are the ones who made this bigger than life. They're the reason it's been shut down. You know, got governor of Illinois saying, you know, we shut things down all on our own. We leftist governors did. Okay, great. You're going to take credit for shutting it down. You're going to take credit for the problems that come from it. And when not enough people die, Idris Elba, brother, black dude, very popular black dude, black actor. He's got it. He's going to survive it. Now, if Idris Elba dies, maybe it'll be a big deal. But I'm going to tell you something. Idris is pretty healthy. He's not going to die. Tom and Rita Hanks are out of the hospital and recovering at home. As more of these celebrities survive it, what are you going to say? When life goes back to normal, you're just going to say what? No harm, no foul? People are going to remember that these governors overreacted, that they closed stuff, that they were the ones who got into their pocketbooks. They're not going to be happy with this. Trust and believe. We'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You guys know what the coronials are? The coronials. These are going to be all the kids born 9 months after the quarantine. They're calling them the coronials. Woo! Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. We're talking all things Wuhan. 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 Wuhan, Wuhan. We should have a dance or something. It sounds kind of cool. By the way, I lived in China, been to the Wuhan province. One of my friends is married to a woman from the Wuhan province, and they travel there quite a bit. He's not quarantined. Oh, by the way, my play parents, Mary and Frank, when I say play parents, I adopted them when I was in Colorado at one point. They just look so sad, those rich white parents, those rich white people. And I said, you know what, y'all need a child. And so I adopted them. Anyway, Mary and Frank have manufacturing facilities in China. And I called up. I was like, hey, moms. I go, everything okay? You got? I hadn't heard from them in a couple of weeks. I said, are y'all stuck in China? She says, no, son, we're here. But we do have one of our employees stuck in China. I was like, oh, wow. I mean, American-based employees. They have Chinese employees. But factory's still moving along. Things are going okay. Nobody dying from their side. And their person is safe. Anyway, I want to give you, so besides the coronials and giving you an update on them, and I would say let's track it. Let's see if we do end up with these coronials. I want to talk about the Wuhan numbers because one of my buddies, he posted this. He says, this is a tweet he put. He says, Wuhan virus death explosion went from 68 to 69. So, in other words, I remember when I told you guys a few days ago, 4 or 5 days ago, that I was in Florida and there had been 40 U.S. deaths from the Wuhan virus, and two of them were in Florida. All right? And they canceled this event for fallen officers that I was down there to be a part of. So, days later, it's up to 68. It was like 3 days later, it had grown by 28. Now, I'm a mathematician, and I do understand exponential growth and the number of people that are infected and so on. And it had gone from 40 to, you know, next day, and it was 68. And then one of my buddies posted, hey, there's been an explosion in Wuhan. It went from 68 to 69 in a day. So one additional person had died from Wuhan. In other words, more people die from paper cuts than Wuhan in a day, but we're supposed to be afraid. We got everything shut down and on and on and on. And now, I don't know the numbers because, you know, it depends on when you hear this, but here's what I will tell you. I can guarantee you that by the time you hear this show, whether you're hearing it live or in syndicated mode or whatever, I mean, not if it's 2 years down the road, but if you listen to this show within the next week, the Wuhan deaths in America will be less than 100. Less than 100. More people will die of starvation. More people will die of, name me a way to die, jumping off of a building, taking a selfie, whatever. More people will die in whatever form or fashion than Wuhan will kill people in America. And we are on lockdown. Somebody lied and even said, we're going to be on a national shutdown. And the president came out and said, where are you people getting this nonsense? A national shutdown? No, not going to happen. National quarantine. But I want to go back to this explosive Wuhan, pandemic that is exploding at levels that are unprecedented in American history or world history for that matter, that has been blown completely out of proportion. So let me give you some numbers. In March 8th, there were 541 cases, 22 deaths. The next day, 704 cases, 26 deaths. By the way, let me do it this way. I'm going to give you the percentage of deaths versus cases. On March 8th, it was 4.6% of the people that had cases, they died. The next day, 3.69%. 3.01, 2.95, and it goes all the way down to 1.84. And that's not even a legit number. So in other words, the number of people who get it versus those who die is dropping dramatically. Over a period of a week, it dropped from 4.06 to 1.8, so 4% to 2%, just rounding it up, half the mortality rate. And I'll promise you this. The mortality rate is far less than this 2%, and here's why. More people have it than even know it. Some people are getting the Wuhan virus and don't know that they have it. They think they have a cold. They think they have a flu. So they're not even thinking about it as the Wuhan virus. They're just going, I survived. But there are many, many more people. But let me go. Just from March 8th to March 15th, there were 22 deaths. A week later, 68 deaths. There were 704 cases in March, 3,680 cases on March 8th. Let me start over. 541 cases on March 8th, 3,680 cases on March 15th. So, yes, we're getting this exponential expansion of cases, but we know what we're not getting? We're not getting exponential expansion of deaths. We're getting geometric expansion of deaths. So let me put that in perspective. 541 cases has now gone to 3,680 cases. So technically, it's not even exponential because the number of cases hasn't added a zero. It hasn't gone to 5,000 cases. It's only gone to 3,000 cases, but close enough for government work. But the number of people who are dying will go from 22 to 68. And so when you look at it in comparison, it's not going as fast because you're almost at a 10 times rate of the number of cases and you're only at a 3 times rate of the number of deaths. And even that's slowing down from day to day. That number is going trickling up to 1, 2, 3, 5. It's not going up by hundreds and by thousands and to the point of bubonic plague. And this is the problem for the left. They can't figure out. Let me put this in perspective. Okay, just so we're clear. The deaths today from the flu, this was done a couple days ago, but my researchers found this for me. Deaths today from the flu were 863. Deaths today from Wuhan virus, this is worldwide, 686. Again, the flu is killing more people than Wuhan. Now, you already know that this is nonsense. And I look, I'm not telling people that every death matters. I'm not telling people to be dismissive about it at all. Any more than I would say, if somebody's got a cough and they've got a cold, I don't want to be around them. I don't even want to be around relatives when they have coughs or flu. Somebody comes to my house and they're visiting, and they go, "Yeah, hey, Kev, it's good to see you, man." I'm like, "Dude, you look sick." "Yeah, man, caught this flu bug." "Well, then why don't you go stay at a hotel? You don't need to stay at my house. I'll even pay for it, but you're not going to stay here." I feel the same way. So I don't care whether you have the flu or you got corona. You got Wuhan. I ain't calling it corona. COVID. If you have Wuhan, I don't want you here, but I don't want you here because I think I'm going to die. I don't want you here because I don't want to get sick. I can't afford to get sick. I got a radio show today. I got people that depend on me. I have people that write to me and say, "Kev, when we do a best of or I have to go on vacation or whatever," they're like, "Dude, I went through withdrawals for you, man." I'm like, "Well, you ain't off the drugs, so don't even act like it. You're still on it. You're hooked. Worse than heroin, but good, in a good way." People out there going, "He's so full of himself with his radio show. His radio show ain't that good, but I just don't like to miss." Fake news media encouraging businesses to shut down. Yeah, and a friend of mine tweeted, "They should lead by example." Media malfeasance, media malpractice at the highest level, folks. Getting people hyped up, scaring old people. The friend of mine was telling me a story. I don't know whether it happened to him, but he said there was an old couple sitting out in the parking lot, and somebody walked up to him and said, "Hey, what's going on?" They said they were crying because they didn't want to go. The lady was crying. She didn't want to go in because she was afraid she'd get sick, but they needed to get groceries because they were afraid of the zombie apocalypse. They didn't say that, but they were afraid of, they wouldn't have any food, and so they wanted to go in. And what did they do? They went in there and bought a bunch of toilet paper. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what they bought. I don't even know if they got in. And I don't even know if the story's legit. But I'm telling you what somebody told me. They said people were afraid to go in. Old people are scared for their lives over this. How pathetic is that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.